You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Here on the program, we've got Terina Manunui and Marotini here to talk about a matariki wānaka or wānanga. Kia ora to both of you. How are we?
Morena.
Morena.
Good, thank you.
Doing good. Good. Yeah. Are we surviving the weather? You guys look pretty rugged up.
Yeah, always.
Yeah? Man. Do you guys have, like, nice warm houses?
My fire's cranking. The dog's fire's cranking. In front of it right now. Yeah.
Honestly, fires over heat pumps, eh?
Yeah.
Any day of the week.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a skill to know how to start a fire as well.
Well, outdoors, yeah, but indoors, not. So well, I mean, it's pretty easy.
Even then, I'm not very handy person. So, Matariki is rolling around the corner. Y'all are hosting a day of learning, day of nurturing and healing, really. And we'll get to that in a second. But first things first, I want to know what Matariki Atua do you connect most with? If there's any particular that you really vibe with.
Yeah, I guess for me, Matariki in itself, the mother, as is Papa Tuanuku, our mother, great mother, who nourishes and nurtures us, for me is probably one of the most important. But then Pahutakawa is also really important in that remembrance, that gratitude and remembrance of those who have passed. They're also really important processes for us to be going through at this time of year.
Yeah. And for you, Terina?
I've had my journey with all of the whetū, actually.
Yeah.
So just echoing what Marotini said, Pahutakawa has been a big one for me. I've been in grief over the last couple of years, and so that's been, you know, very prominent in my life. And Waiti Waitā, because I work with the waters of the body, but as a breathwork practitioner, I also work with the breath, which is Ururaki and Waipunarangi, the release as well. So, I mean, you can draw on all of those, certainly, but those are probably the main ones that I connect to for sure.
I've been thinking a lot about Pahutakawa just because, you know, I think a lot of people in the Western world don't think about their elderly enough and don't cherish them enough. And, you know, you gotta love them while they're here. And because they're not going to be here forever. My grandparents are all passed on, and I think about them a lot. So, you know, I really cherish that Pahutakawa.
Beautiful. Yeah, and we can actually use this time to remember them every year. Like, it doesn't have to be people who have recently passed. It's about remembering those who are close to us and those that we love and those who are actually still there to support us in the kind of wairua realms. And they're always there for us anyway, our tūpuna and our ancestors. And so it's really important that we honour them every year to and you know, actually just say kia ora and thank you for being there and share some kai and
Totally agree. Now, before we went on air, we were talking about I guess misunderstandings about Matariki just being a new year thing, but actually it's much more than that. Would you be able to elaborate on that, both of you?
Absolutely. So Matariki, I think there is this direct translation that it is a new year celebration. While it is calling in the new year, it's so much more than that. It's because it's a period of time, right? And so when we're working with the rhythms and the cycles, it's honouring all of those things. And so when we understand the significance and the dominion of each whetū, that helps to guide us through what was and what is now and where we're going to in the future. So it's a really significant time that our ancestors used to observe, and not just for Māori, like it's significant in other cultures as well.
And this time of year is a time where we come together around the fire. You know, the harvest has been done, and we share the kai together. You know, we're in that warmth, we're in that ahi space together. We're in our homes, we're sharing, and like that's really, it's about coming together as community.
And so that's, and the words of the Beatles are going to come together.
Yeah. It's really important to do that. I mean, you know, like we can do that any time of year, but I mean, especially in New Zealand, it's cold at this time of year. So we really, you know, we are snuggled up around the fire, and you know, we want to stay warm and cozy, and you know, we want nourishing food. And
I've been thinking about that. How did Māori, like 800 years ago in Dunedin, stay warm? It's brutal, a lot of fire. But I mean, I can't imagine. Very hearty people.
Yeah, very hearty.
Extremely hearty.
Yeah, that's why we're still here.
Shout out. Now, not only does Matariki invite us to pause, reflect, and reorient, but as you were talking about before, winter broadly does. It's that time of year. What are some things that you all have been reflecting on, Lily?
I guess for me it's a personal process. Like there's always lots of things happening in life, you know, so grief and relationships and all that kind of thing. So me personally, I'm in the middle of a divorce, so that's been a process, and you know, like it's reflecting on that relationship and what I learned from it, and, and where I'm going now. And so yeah, that's it's a big process. Yeah.
Massive process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Being a child of divorce, I know what it's like to for that process to
no
go through.
So involved.
No, okay. Well, I hope the process goes as clean as possible. For you, Tirina?
I'm going to just echo off Marutini. So it is, for me, it's a reminder of the processes that I, you know, I'm devoted to embodying these processes and allowing myself. I lost a partner 2 years ago, and so I'm still deep in that process, and it's just reminding me that, you know, it's all welcome, all of the emotions, the highs and lows, and just to meet it where it is.
And you got to engage with reality head on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And you got to take time to chill out, because these things take a massive toll on you.
Yeah, but we have to do the work so that we can work, we can get through it.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Come out the other side stronger and better and ready to face what's coming next. Because there's always going to be something else.
There will be. Yeah. There will be. And I think that this Wanaka does a lot of that. I mean, it invites whānau to come and nurture their hōra, which, for those who don't know, is sort of a holistic life force attached to one's body, mind, whānau, and whenua. Where does the connection to whenua tie into the idea of hōora, and where does that happen?
Well, whenua is what nourishes us every day. That's where our food comes from. So we're beginning the session with kai, with cacao, and then we'll be ending it whakanoa with some beautiful organic kai. It's what nourishes us, it's what nurtures us. Papa Tuanuku is also an incredible place to compost your issues, your things. You can go and talk to Papa Tuanuku, you know, like the Nahiri, and going to the beach, Takaroa and Hine Moana. Like, they're actually amazing spaces to process. Like, for me, going to the beach and going for a walk, taking my dog for a walk, that is where I process a lot of things, and like, that's, you know, your body's doing that work. So yeah, whenua is, and whenua in Te Ao Māori isn't just the land beneath our feet. It is, you know, it's the placenta. It is actually our full nourishment.
You
know, it's the connection to source. It is where,
because we're so much more than our physical body, and these conversations, right? And so when we remember that, we're able to connect in with the essence of the wairua of Papa Tuanuku and all our atua.
I totally agree with the beach thing. I mean, I always love just to plant my feet inside the water, and then in the sand, obviously. Let the water will wash over and just think and pause, and you feel like you're moving, but you're actually staying still, you know?
It's a real temple. And like, even at this time of year, it's still good to take your shoes off and ground and connect with the whenua and the water too, because having a pūre is an incredibly important process to clear your body, to make sure that you're moving forward with really clear wairua. And so, you know, like, I know it's cold, but, you know, cold plunges are really kind of good for you, eh?
they are really good for you.
Calibrating the waters in the body as well.
Because, I mean, how, what is it, 87% or 90-something percent of our body is water, right? So, you know, we are water, and like, I think especially for me, having whakapapa to Waitaha, like, we are water carriers, we are the water bearers. And so that is a full, deep connection for us.
Similarly, we're made of stuff that came from stars, and we love the stars.
Exactly.
Look at that. Everything is everything, baby.
We are matter.
Now, I see there's a whole range of people coming to provide their services to those who come to the Wanaka. Could you touch on who will be there alongside you all?
Yeah, so we have a beautiful ropu of six wahine toa who are going to be facilitating this space. They're all amazing wahine who I've known and either had the joy of being facilitated by or facilitated with in the past. So we have Meri Kara, who's Kai Meri. I mean, the best Pākehā translation would be Māori massage, but it's much deeper than that. Mm-hmm. but she also does a bit of honohono, and she has a background in somatics, and she's a classically trained kind of massage therapist as well. But her alongside Miriam Marla will be doing the movement section. Miriam is an amazing embodied somatic facilitator. She has a lot, it's around movement, so somatics is around the movement and the movement of the body and, mm-hmm. and how it functions, but actually really in a deeper kind of way, so it's actually quite internal. I'm really excited about that session. I was actually thinking about it last night, and I was like, I'm so participating in this session. I'm like ready to like have a bit of a stomp and like, you know, have a wee rage.
Yeah, totally, totally let that stuff out, you know.
Yeah, and then we have who else? Yuska will be
yoga stuff.
No. So it's more of a kind of integration piece where after all the movement and the breath has happened, Yuska will be finishing the day with a session around so really integrating what the movement and the breath has brought up. Mm. So things like journaling, answering some questions, just kind of in a personal, intimate space. So
that's more the reflective time.
Yeah, but a bit of reflection. she's got some plans around that. I'm not going to get too deep into what they are because we really want people to come and experience it for themselves. Mm-hmm. But each kind of session has been planned by each facilitator to really go deep into whatever comes up. And whatever comes up is welcome because you're going to be held in a really beautiful space by all of us through the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be ending with whakanoa and some beautiful organic kai that we've got from the Waitere Merchant and Ceres Organics. Mm-hmm. Because organic kai to me is really important. Food is what nourishes us. It is medicine. It is rongoa. So it's really important that we treat ourselves like internally with kai, just as much as we do our inner landscapes when we're going through those processes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. For sure. Good food, healthy mind.
Exactly.
Healthy food, healthy mind. There you go.
Yeah.
I've been chomping down on some mandarins lately. It's been lovely. Mandarin season is booming.
Oh, I love mandarin season.
It's good. I munched through a whole kilo easy. Now, Matariki is rolling around next Friday. The national holiday is. How do you all plan on celebrating that day?
Well, I'm going to go to the dawn service,
mm-hmm.
And I've planned the day with a beautiful friend, and we're going to be reflecting on what this year has meant for us.
Cool.
I'm not making any plans because I'm going to be bleeding at that time, so I'll probably just be resting.
Fair enough. Happens to the best of us. Now, people who are interested in going to this Wānaka, where would they find tickets?
So tickets are on Humanitix. Mm-hmm. You can look for Te Hikoitanga ki Te Hauora.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a Facebook event as well. So it's on all of our Facebook pages. So Kakawa, Transformation with Tea, Inspiral, Yuska, Embodied Movement,
mm-hmm.
Massage, Serenity, Healing. Those are all our Facebook pages.
Cool.
Or Instagram, you can, you know, we've been posting about it quite a lot. So yeah, should be easy to find. And if you can't find it and you know, just send us a message, we'll send you the link, easy.
Done deal. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you both for coming on and talking to me about this beautiful event and being so honest as well. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course. Are there any final words you want to leave our lovely listeners with?
Do the work.
Yeah,
do the work. Mahi, get the treats.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Haere mai. It's open. It's an inclusive event for everyone, and we'd love to see you if it feels aligned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Zach.
Appreciate that a lot. That was, folks, Te Rina, Manunui and Marotini coming on to talk about a Matariki Wānaka, which is coming up very soon. Here is Casual Healing with...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.